Choice Financial's People First Podcast, Episode 1. Hi, and thanks for joining us for Choice Financial's People First Podcast series. Every year, we sift through hundreds of stories from our locations across our communities, all featuring the wonderful things that happen when our team members put people first. We've selected a few of our favorites and turned them into podcasts, and we're so excited to share this one with you. Keep listening.
On the internet, he likes to watch, and he's gotten kind of pegged as being an easy target because he responds back to the emails and talks to them when they call on the phone. He got scammed is what happened.
That's Robin. She's a personal banker at Choice Financial, and she's talking about a customer named Gerald. Gerald is in his late 70s, and he lives in the tight-knit community of Steele, North Dakota. He's been a customer at Choice Financial for decades, close to 40 years. And if there's one thing Robin has learned about Gerald, it's that he likes to jump at new opportunities. Here's what happened. Gerald gets an email from an unknown source claiming that if he sends a cashier's check of $400 to this certain address, they will multiply the money and send back $400,000. $400,000! Gerald was hooked.
He came into one of our tellers, and he got a $400 cashier's check.
Now, these types of scams are nothing new to the tellers at Choice Financial. If you receive an email like this, it's safe to assume that a random address will not send you money. But for Gerald, as someone who's retired with little income, the idea was especially appealing.
He's always thinking, I'm going to get something. They're just going to give me something, and then I can leave my kids something. That could have been $1 million, that $400, you know, to him.
If $400 felt like $1 million, $400,000 was dazzling to Gerald. Enough that he took the check to the post office and mailed it to the address in the email, somewhere on the East Coast. But the teller who got Gerald the check was suspicious, and she called Robin the next day to tell her what happened. Robin knew right away that it was a scam. But already 24 hours had slipped away.
So right away, I said to him, we're going to go to the post office.
At the post office, they found out the check was on its way to somewhere in Delaware. The post office clerk said that he couldn't do anything, but he gave them a number to contact. Two and a half hours and a handful of emails and phone calls later, Robin and Gerald managed to track the check down. They requested that it be rerouted before it was delivered. And it worked.
It got rerouted and he received the cashier's check back and we just deposited it back into his account. So we just got it stopped. It took a little work, but we got it done.
These scams are nothing new to the tellers at Choice Financial. Now, Robin and Gerald want to share their story as a caution to others. Always check in with your banker if something seems unusual or too good to be true. In this case, Robin saved the day with her quick thinking. And for her, it comes down to family. If any one of her family members got scammed, she would be sure to fix the problem as quick as possible. With Gerald and the rest of her customers at Choice, it's no different.
We're a small community in Steele. I would say I can probably say 90 to 95% of these people, I know them when they walk in, who they are. They become your family, your customers. You see them often enough that it, you know, this to me, this was no different than if my uncle would have lost $400. You know, they're more than just the people on the street to you. They are your banking family. And when they get cheated, you want to fix it. So we need to step in and be there for them because that's what we do. That's what Choice's attitude is. People first.
Thanks for listening to this People First story brought to you by Choice Financial. This is just one of so many amazing stories that we hear from our team members. You can find pictures from this story or read more stories like it at choicefinancialgroup.com/peoplefirst.